mix back there.
And go.
This song is a song I wrote about halfway through all of this, and allegedly it's about finding somebody to comfort you. That's exactly what it is, and comfort rather than anything else that might be construed. It ends up being that we seem to want comfort more than anything else. being stolen by bandits, I must follow the sound. And the tribal tins lay slow. Oh,
Thank you.
questioning of each other. He's already left me, so I call him Stupid Girl. He calls me Boss. This song, as some of you know, it's called Christmas in Washington. It's by a young man who's been following Woody Guthrie, to whom all of us owe great deal. Anyway, he gets lost in me in his way, and says he realizes there's some pretty dangerous out there. He bought himself a car, and he ended up in Washington, D.C. And he says, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now, we need you. Tear your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. Christmas in Washington. It's Christmas time in Washington. No Democrats rehearse. Getting into gear for 4 more years of things not getting worse. The Republicans rose in beat and thank their lucky star. He cannot seek another term. Foxes in the hen house now. squeeze, and just about the fourth squeeze, I looked out and I saw my parents' eyes. They were worried about my future, and they had no idea. So we'll sing one that is not a bad one. You'll probably remember it, if you do, Lois. Join us singing.
Thank you.
walking when they could have been sitting. I was so stunned by all of that that it probably did push me a little more firmly in my beliefs and the things that I ended up doing. And I ended up having the great good fortune of working with Dr. King. And the very first time that I went on a quiet march, I think, was in Grenada, Mississippi. And I had been called, he'd asked me if I'd go in there because white kids and their parents were throwing rocks and bricks at the black kids who were trying to integrate the school. And Dr. King couldn't get there right away. He asked me to go there because the press would be out and the kids would stop throwing bricks for a while, which is exactly what happened. And when Dr. King got there, and we did march together in front of a line, and in back of us were this extraordinary kids, angle that nobody turned me around, and they were joyous, and they seemed really unafraid. And Dr. King and I, well, actually, I looked across the street and I saw white kids in a little huddle. They looked absolutely miserable and terrified. And I said, "Mark, you sure you know what you're doing? You don't want the black kids to end up in that school." But they did eventually. Anyway, so at the same time in that town, Dr. King was asleep in the little house where we were all staying, and he couldn't wake up. And he was due to give a sermon at the local church. An hour went by, and they used to call CPT, Colored People Time. And the evening went way beyond that, so finally somebody said, "Joan, go in and sing him, wake him up." So I went in and I sang to him. I'll sing the song in a second. And I was a little nervous, but I sang the song, and he didn't wake up. He just rolled over and he said, "Joan, I believe I hear the son of an angel. Let's have another one." Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, come and carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come and for to carry me home. by Tom Waits. I'm assuming it was written in the contemporary sense, probably Iraq or Afghanistan. But in fact, a song that's as good as this becomes universal very quickly. And it's just a young man thinking about home and then thinking about, I mean, really thinking, what am I doing here? And each little verse ends with a day after tomorrow, coming home the day after tomorrow. Only the lucky ones make it home the day after tomorrow, and so on. It's called The Day After Tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
Thank you.
Lay down their swords
Brain cells are going to slough off at their own pace. So.